This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Hope you're having a good one.
Yeah, it's going. It's getting a little cooler out.
That's all you got? Yeah, it's going.
It's going. That warmer weather could have stuck around a little longer. But
yes, it could have. Have you been outside lately? Much.
In and out of the vehicle, pretty much.
No,
in
that's
the grocery store.
It's not really being outside. Not so much?
No, not so much.
The skeeters.
Oh, really?
Are bad. Yeah. At least they are around here.
Okay.
I noticed the other night I was out mowing in the backyard, and I just couldn't keep up with them.
Really?
And they know exactly where to go on your back where you can't reach them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at one point I looked back there, and I think they tapped a keg or something. There was a party going on back there.
Jeez.
Mean, there were like six of them sitting there in the same spot, all enjoying dinner. Me.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I just, you know, you just get to a point. I got done, and, my top of my back was just itching so bad. And around my, I was wearing a short sleeve shirt, so around my elbows and forearm, that,
They're hungry, huh?
They are very hungry, yes. They are very hungry. And then the other night, we had a cross-country meet here in town, went out to that.
I'm glad
it was a little chillier that night because I was wearing a long-sleeve pullover.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that because all I had to do was slap them off the back of my neck.
Ooh.
Because I got more skimeter bites all over here. Those mosquitoes are all over the place. So, yeah, if you're out and about, wear a little bit of something, you know, spray some stuff on.
Yeah,
before you head out because they are not only out, but they're aggressive. I think they know that the end is near. I think I saw one of them floating around with the sign that says, "The end is near." You know, once we get that first freeze, then
gone.
We get our great revenge to
finally, the
mosquitoes, and they're gone. So, yeah, so if you're out or if you're taking the kids out, you know, spray them down, rub them down, whatever kind of stuff that you use to keep the mosquitoes off. You might want to use that here for a while yet till we get to that point where they all die away because, that was not fun.
No, I can't imagine.
And once I started mowing, I did not want to stop.
Oh, that's true.
So it's just, you know, trying to do it one-handed, slapping myself on the back with the other hand.
Good job, Jim. You're doing great.
The neighbors must have thought I was just weird.
Oh, I can picture that. That's pretty good.
Well, it's not the latest dance craze, believe me. It wasn't that good. We're in the middle of October. October is Pork Month.
Pork Month.
It's a lot of things, but
actually
October, I think, if I remember correctly looking it up at one point, I think October is like the most popular month for the month of.
Oh, really?
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
There's like a whole long list, a whole pile of things. October is this month, that month, the other month. Well, around here we like to remember it as Pork Month.
Yeah.
And pork is a very important thing, of course, for those of us around here.
Oh, yeah.
Eat a little pork.
Oh, yes.
She
bacon.
Says, oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, bacon, absolutely, too. But pork is one of the world's most widely eaten meats. In fact, according to the Iowa Pork Producers Association, it is the most widely eaten meat around the world. They say 37% is where pork comes in as far as consumption goes around the world. You know what's second?
Chicken?
It is, 34%. Beef at 25% and lamb at 4%. Did you know that each market hog represents about 371 servings of pork.
Oh, geez, no kidding.
That's pulling a lot of the...
Yeah.
Pulling a lot out of there. In fact, I noticed a note here. A 265-pound live pig will yield about 200 pounds of pork.
Oh, wow.
So they actually get...
don't lose much.
The most benefit out of that.
Yeah,
they really do pull a lot out of that. The longest single sausage ever...
Okay.
...was over a mile long.
What?
Who made that?
No kidding. Why would you need that?
I don't know. Because it's in Barcelona, Spain, and I don't know. They're just different. That was back in 1986. 5,917 feet worth of sausage. How much sauerkraut do you think it may have taken to cover that?
I bet that was one stinky affair.
How do you cook that? That's one large grill,
no kidding.
Huh. But there were a lot of that kind of stuff going on. But that's a lot. I think that came from more than one hog, though. You know, ham makes up more than a third of the processed pork eatings. And ham is actually the number one in-home lunch sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that. It's pretty easy to make sandwiches out of ham. Second most popular lunch sandwich is?
Turkey?
Nope. That's third.
Oh.
Second?
dried beef?
Most, no, think about it for a minute. Second most popular lunch sandwich.
Cheese?
No. I can't believe you haven't gotten it already.
I know. I'm trying to think what I eat. Peanut butter?
And?
Jelly.
There you go. Peanut, a PB&J. Peanut butter and jelly. In a two-week period, about 81% of the U.S. population will consume pork at least once. I think that's pretty safe to say. Also, you know what the, as far as in the United States, in-home pork consumption, ham is number one.
Ham's
not,
good.
Not really a big surprise, I don't think.
No.
But ham is number one. Sausage, number two. Right, bacon is a close third. And then lunch meat comes in fourth place with pork chops, other fresh pork items, chops, ribs, things like that. And then, or excluding chops and ribs. And then all the other cuts is just a little fraction of a percentage. So, yeah, it's in the United States is the 10th highest pork-consuming country in the world. Do you know what's number one? There's no reason to make you guess because you'll be here forever. It's amazing because if you look at the map and you see here's how big the United States is in land mass and how many people we have. And the number one pork-consuming country is this little thing. It's this big. It's in Europe.
Is it Europe? I was going to say South America.
No, it's in Europe. It used to be part of Yugoslavia. That's not helping you either, is it?
Not really.
Belarus.
Yeah, I would never have gotten there.
Is the top spot for pork consumption in the world. Go figure that.
Yeah.
Here's some other fun little things about pork that you can wow your friends with. You know, when hot dogs were first sold, the street vendors called them Red Hots. And they didn't come on a bun. They came instead with a pair of white cotton gloves so that you keep your fingers cool while you were eating them.
I knew about the Red Hots. I did not know about the gloves, though.
How in the world, though, would... I mean, what do you do with the ketchup and mustard?
Yeah, they just eat it plain.
And heaven forbid you use relish. And what about chili dogs? You couldn't have chili dogs without the bun, could you?
I'm sure that came quite a bit later.
Chicago dog? A New York hot dog? I mean, all those they have so many different things on it. Seems like every region of the country has a hot dog that is dressed up differently. Couldn't do that without the bun.
Nope.
Wouldn't be near as much fun. And let's see, what else do we have here? Of course, now, the pork has it's a big thing when it comes to the history of our country. Because when Washington's troops were at Valley Forge, you know what the key staple food was? Salt pork from New Jersey. It was shipped in behind British lines into Valley Forge to feed the hungry Continental Army in the winter of 1776 and 1777. So without pork, we might not have a country.
Right.
They saved us. Living high on the hog. You know where that came from, that saying? You've heard living high on the hog.
I don't think I have.
The saying originated among enlisted men who received shoulder and leg cuts. The officers, they got the top loin cuts.
Oh.
So if you're an officer, you were living high on the hog. Uh-huh. So. And no man should be allowed to be president who does not understand hogs. Who said that? It was a president. That narrows it down to 40-some.
Yeah. Is it a really famous one?
He's from the Midwest.
just south of here. You better just tell me.
Am I testing that grizzled education now?
Or just my own personal memory.
Your own memory? How about Harry Truman?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go there.
President Harry Truman. No man should be allowed to be president who does not understand hogs. I think we've had a few of those.
I was going to say, yeah, pretty how many do you
certain.
Think since then?
Yeah, pretty certain. Largest hog ever, the heaviest hog ever, was a Poland-China hog named Big Bill. He was over 9 feet long. He was belonged to a fella in Jackson, Tennessee back in 1933. He weighed in at 2,552 pounds, 9 feet long.
That's just crazy now, let alone, what'd you say, 1913?
That's about the size of your car.
Yeah.
Just to put that in
perspective. I would hate to be around that when it's mad.
Yeah, you know, no kidding. Don't be in front of him because he's not stopping anytime soon. Yeah, that's a lot of hog.
Jeez.
So there you go. You can wow your friends with all kinds of great information. And by the way, the top 10 pork-producing states by inventory, who's number one?
Iowa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're number one, baby. We're going to get the foam fingers out and we're going to start holding them up. Number
pork,
one.
Pork, pork.
We're number one. Yep, so there you go. Wow your friends and your neighbors with all that incredible pork knowledge. And you know what you should do? You should go out and enjoy some pork.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I got this, I got that, I got some. Yeah, we got a few pork items being served out there in some of those different areas. Hope you get a chance to enjoy some of that at some of the different things that are going on around the area. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Craft Show is coming up later this month. I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but it's Saturday, October 25th, and that'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. Now, if you'd like some more information, Becky Bonney and Jackie Wickey are the people to talk to. There'll be a concession stand open. Proceeds will go toward community projects and scholarships. That's the Atlantic BPW Fall Craft Show. Again, Saturday, October 25th, 9 to 3. Get that on your calendar. And yeah, you might want to check with them, see if they still have room for folks, too. All right. Now, what do you have over there? Anything exciting?
Always. On Sunday, the Cass County Outdoor Classroom's second annual open house will be held. They'll have some demos and tours and, of course, some light refreshments. If you're not familiar with it, it's located southeast of Messina on the corner of Tucson and 770th Street. So you can come out to their open house and see the changes and their goals they have. And that'll be held rain or shine. Again, it's the Cass County Outdoor Classroom's second annual open house on October 12th. The Atlantic Trees Forever meeting is coming up October 13th at 7 p.m. and that will be held at Boulder's Inn and Suites. Also, the BPO Does meeting is on October 14th. It's at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. They'll have their dinner at 6:30 and then business meeting at 7:30. Over in Anita, the Anita Community Blood Drive is on October 14th. That will be held from noon to 6. It's at the Community Center. If you'd like an appointment, you can contact Donis at 762-3816, or you can also contact Mary at 762-4471, and of course, walk-ins are always welcome. Again, it's the Anita Community Blood Drive, October 14th from noon to 6, and that's held at the Community Center. A Civil War program at the Anita Public Library that has been canceled, and that's due to illness. The First United Methodist Church's Harvest Dinner is coming up on Wednesday, October 15th. It's from 5 to 7, and they'll be serving roast pork and dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and salads, pies, rolls and beverage, and that's all for a freewill offering. And then they'll have a bazaar and bake sale that runs from noon to 7. That's upstairs and back of the sanctuary. They do have carryouts available from 4:45 to 6:30. You just need to enter the south main door. They have delivery to shut-ins, and then you call 332-2408 for that after 3 p.m. So it's the First United Methodist Church's Harvest Dinner, October 15th from 5 to 7. Cass County Conservation is looking for some volunteers for their Lighted Halloween campground event. They're looking for people and groups or organizations to sign up for a site in the campground to decorate, non-scary, with Halloween decorations. And they'll have prizes to the top three voted sites and something for special categories. The deadline for the decorating site sign-up is October 17th, and the groups will have then on October 25th from noon on to decorate. Again, it is non-scary, it's family-friendly and free, and they're just asking for volunteers to come out and help it make a success. And you can call the Cass County Conservation Office at 769-2372, and if the event will be canceled, it will be due to inclement weather. And this is the third Lighted Halloween campground. Again, it's on October 25th at Cold Springs Park in Lewis from 7 to 9 p.m. The second annual fall flea market in Elkhorn is coming up October 18th, and they're looking for outdoor street vendors, antique dealers, junkers, DIY creators, crafts, and homemade items, just $25. And you can call 764-2200 for more information. Again, it's the second annual fall flea market in Elkhorn, October 18th. The Cass County Health Systems Foundation's having a fundraiser event on October 18th at Lake Anita State Park. All funds raised will be kept locally and will be administered through the CCHS Foundation with guidance from a local volunteer committee. And the funds that help with items not covered by insurance or that are not available through the American Cancer Society. And the walk begins at 1 with a balloon release at 3. A Boy Scout troop will be manning water stations, and they'll have a food stand by the Anita Town and Country Club. Participants will have bananas and orange juice and chocolate milk, which is donated by Hy-Vee. And the music provided by Jesse Swanson of Chaos Production Mobile DJ Service will be there. For the kids, they'll have an obstacle course and a bounce house. Registration fee is $20 for adults and $10 for youth ages 6 through 12. And then teams of 10 or more, you can register for just $15 per person. And you can register by contacting Deanna Spry at 249-5760. The annual Scrap Fest event in Greenfield is also on October 18th. It's from 9 to midnight. The event will be held in the lower level of the First Presbyterian Church. It's at 102 Southwest Kent Street. They do have an enclosed ramp available for easy access, so no stairs. Registration is $30, but that includes your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, beverages, a goodie bag, and wonderful door prizes. They'll have vendors on site and lots of working space, homemade food, and a relaxed and inviting atmosphere for scrappers. To register or to get more information, you can contact Lori Armstrong at 641-743-8245. Again, it's the annual Scrap Fest event in Greenfield, October 18th from 9 to midnight. The annual Patty Hannon concert featuring the singing quartet Reconciled will be held on October 19th at 2 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. It's open to the public. It's for a free will offering, and they'll have light refreshments following. The Montgomery County Family YMCA Mystery Drops coming up. That's October 19th. It's at 12:30 at the Montgomery County Main Grandstand Arena in the Montgomery County Fairgrounds at the Legion Park in Red Oak. And they'll have food and activities starting at 12:30, and then the big drop will be at 1 p.m. Light refreshments are provided by the YMCA Auxiliary Club and music with DJ Greg Brower. The major sponsor and helicopter provided by Johnson Helicopter Services of Red Oak, and that's a great way to support the WISE scholarship programs, program activities, as well as additional facility enhancements and funding for the WISE Our Future is in Your Hands program, all while enjoying fun, fellowship, and a chance to win up to $5,500. In case of inclement weather, the event will be rescheduled, and you can listen to local area radio broadcasting on that. For more information on the mystery drop, you can contact the YMCA at 623-2161. Against the Montgomery County Family YMCA Mystery Drop, October 19th at 12:30, and has your chance to win up to $5,500. Lastly, the Trumpeter Swan Contest. It's actually not held until November 11th, but you need to get your predictions in now. They have visited the Shelburne Quarry for at least 16 out of the last 17 winters. And you can call in your prediction by November 11th to the Conservation Board at 712-769-2372. You can just leave a message and return phone number if they're not in. Duplicate dates will not be allowed, so if you call in, if a caller calls in and predicts November 25th, no one else will be allowed to predict that arrival date. So call anytime until November 11th to make your prediction. They ask one prediction per family, please. And then the sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival of the swans, and the winner will receive a Trumpeter Swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. And sorry, but it's only for residents of Cass County. Arrival and departure dates for the swans in the past years are available online on the Daily Diary page on KJAN. So get your predictions in for when the Trumpeter Swans will be arriving. It's the Trumpeter Swan Contest, held November 11th, so get your predictions in before then.
All right, very good. That's what you have.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we should probably take a break, and I have more. We'll do that right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, some more stuff to share with you here this weekend yet, too. Coming up here relatively soon, yet this weekend, the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at Adair is having its roast beef dinner at the Adair Community Center. That's this Sunday, October 12th, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad bar, roll and butter, and pie for dessert. $8.50 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 12, and under 5 eat free, and they have carryouts available there for that as well. Also coming up yet this weekend, the Viking Honor Marching Band is having a pancake breakfast this Sunday, October the 12th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Avoca Legion Hall for a free will donation. They include plain banana, chocolate chip, and blueberry pancakes. It's their fundraiser for their trip to the Outback Bowl coming up on January 1st of 2015. Hope you can help those folks out. Also this weekend, Harlan St. Michael's Catholic Church is having its Fall Festival this Sunday, October the 12th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Staley's Broasted Chicken Dinner is the featured event, well, it's a featured food. It's adults $10, children 10 years and under $5. Carryouts will be available. They have different raffle items, too, including a queen-size quilt, $150 Hy-Vee gift cards, $150 Fairway gift cards, paddle wheel, a cakewalk, a country store. Everyone is welcome to attend. Again, that's Harlan St. Michael's Fall Festival this Sunday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Let's see, what else do we have coming up here very soon? On the 14th, Tuesday, the Salem Lutheran Home's Sunshine Mission Bazaar will be held at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. There'll be a free will donation meal from 5:30 to 7, and then an auction at 6:30. The auction will feature theme baskets and a quilt raffle at the close of the evening. Again, that's this Tuesday, October 14th, at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. The Sunshine Mission Bazaar, the Salem Lutheran Home's event coming up. Also on the 15th, this Wednesday, the Harvest Bazaar and Luncheon will be held at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. That's the church women's event. They have an 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. seating. They'll have turkey casserole, salads, rolls, harvest cake, and beverage. $8 is the price for adults with carryouts available. You do have to purchase those in advance, though. Baked goods, craft sale, that opens at 10:30 in the morning. That's the Harvest Bazaar and Luncheon, Wednesday, October 15th. Get your seating for either 11 or noon. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church Women in Harlan sponsoring that event. Also coming up this Wednesday the 15th, the Wyota Methodist Church Chicken and Biscuit Supper will be held. 4:30 to 7 p.m., adults $8, children 12 and under, $4 and under 5 eat free. Your choice of pie and salad and drinks will be offered. Carryouts are available, and special carryout parking for easy access is available as well. So help to support the local community, the Wyota Methodist Church Chicken and Biscuit Supper. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and biscuits is always good. That's this Wednesday, October 15th, 4:30 until 7 p.m. Now, also coming up this next week, Saturday, the Canby Friends Church Supper and Bazaar will be held on Saturday, October 18th, and that will be at the Adair Community Center. Serving starts at 5 o'clock with chicken, ham balls, salads, and pie on the menu. Carryouts are available. Delivery is also available. Just contact the community center after 4 o'clock that day, and they just ask for your free will offering. The auction will begin at 6:30. Again, that's the Canby Friends Church Supper and Bazaar, Saturday, October 18th, at the Adair Community Center. Serving at 5, auction at 6:30. Coming up on Sunday, October 19th, is the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's Big Band Harvest Dance. That'll feature the Wailing Big Band. That'll be Sunday, October 19th, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Agra Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Now, admission is $15 for adults, $7.50 for students, and admission includes a light supper, dessert, and live music. And you can get your tickets at a number of locations, the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, the Exira Medical Center, the Audubon Medicap Pharmacy, Audubon Shopco Pharmacy, at the Elkhorn Pharmacy, and from the Exira City Clerk's Office. And tickets will also be available at the door. That's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's Big Band Harvest Dance, featuring the Wailing Big Band, Sunday, October 19th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Agra Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. How can anything called the Wailing Big Band be anything but good?
Yeah.
It's not too early to start talking about Halloween.
No, not at all.
It's not too far down the road, is it? Trick or Treat will be held in Anita this year, Friday, October 31st, from 4:30 to 6:30. There'll be some costume judging held at the fire station that evening, starting at 7 o'clock, and there'll be groups from babies to fifth grade and also an adult and group category.
Hmm.
Those are creative. Now, the Anita Town and Country Club will be holding a soup supper from 5 to 7 p.m. at the fire station that evening. So anyone willing to help or donate, they do ask that you contact any Anita Town and Country Club member. Halloween's not too far away.
Not at all.
They're planning in Avoca, too. The Avoca Public Library sponsoring their third annual Halloween party in downtown Avoca on Friday, October 31st. Kids will be trick-or-treating down Elm Street after school from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., and then they'll return to the library for some hot dogs and juice. No cotton white gloves, though.
No.
They'll be using buns. Last year, there were two bouncy houses, a ring toss game, and a slimy body parts in a bag.
Ew.
And the library hopes to add more activities this year. Downtown businesses are also encouraged to participate in that event. Now, the library also organizes a preteen dance with a haunted hall that starts later in the evening, and that'll be held at either the Fire Hall or the Legion Hall. So anyone who wants to help decorate the haunted hall or maybe donate supplies, drinks, because they need lots of supplies, drinks, snacks, prizes, all that kind of stuff, because they'll have best costume, best dance, those types of things. Mm-hmm. Serena Reisgard at the library is the person to contact there if you'd like to know more about that. Also, one other thing I want to throw in here, too, the 3B Farms Orchard down near Griswold is having Harvest Fest at the Orchard October 18th and 19th, next weekend. They say just you should come and enjoy all the bounty that the Orchard provides. There'll be hay rides, tours, you can pick pumpkins in the patch, see the different kinds of produce available, learn about growing seasons at the Orchard. There'll be, I'm sure, lots of great picture opportunities this time of the year. That's October 25th and 26th. I'm sorry, that's October 18th and 19th. That's Harvest Fest. It's next weekend, Harvest Fest at the Orchard. They hope you take advantage of that. Okay, that's way more than you can do. Do as much as you can, though.
Yes.
Got some birthdays?
I do. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Tibben, celebrated her birthday on October 6th, and also to Marie Jensen, who celebrated her birthday on October 6th. Also to Alice Owen, who celebrated her birthday on October 10th. And happy birthday to Gerald Martin, who will be celebrating his birthday on October 15th. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Glenn Vogue at the Salem Lutheran Home on October 16th. There's an open house that will honor the 90th birthdays of twins Glee Huey of Audubon and Glenn Huey of Manila on Sunday, October 12th from 2 to 4 in the activity room at the Manila Manor in Manila. Friends and relatives are invited to attend. Glenn is a resident at the Manila Manor. He's got 12 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Glee lives in Audubon, and they have 9 grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. And Glee and Glenn will mark their birthdays on October 13th. So friends and relatives are invited to honor them at the open house to celebrate the 90th birthdays of twins Glee Huey of Audubon and Glenn Huey of Manila on Sunday, October 12th from 2 to 4. And that's in the activity room at the Manila Manor in Manila.
Very good. Hope you get a chance to enjoy some of those activities, too. I know they appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we do appreciate the different care facilities around the area that do send us their notes, their newsletters, whatever they send to us each month. But yeah, it includes birthdays in there. Some helpful information, too. It's nice to kind of see what some of those folks are doing in some of the areas. But the birthdays especially, it's nice for those folks to be honored at their birthdays. We appreciate celebrating with folks, so we can't do that if they don't tell us about it. I don't have any anniversaries. We don't have any babies to tell you about this week, but if you do have any of those in the family as well, you can always send those to us here at KJAN. Just drop them off, send them by, ship them over,
bring
you
them
know, whatever. Yeah, there are all kinds of ways you can get that stuff here anymore, so feel free to do that, and we'll get you taken care of. In the meantime, once the mosquitoes are taken care of, get outside and enjoy the nice fall weather. It's, you know, it's not the worst time of the year when you think about it. A chance to get out and maybe throw on a sweatshirt and go out for a walk or go do a little thing in the yard or just enjoy some time out there. Maybe consider getting your Christmas photo taken.
Yes.
Because it's a good time of the year for that, too.
It'll be real pretty.
Yeah, things look really nice. So, yeah, if you haven't gotten the family together for a nice photo recently, maybe now's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.